We continue through the liturgical season of Ordinary Time. We're in the 13th week today, and my favorite description of this time actually comes from how we explain it to children, and that is that Ordinary Time is a time for growth, for growing in our life of faith. And what makes this easy to remember for us, but especially for children, is the color of Ordinary Time, which obviously is green. And this reminds us of nature, plants and trees and things like that. And those things grow, they grow. And so just as much as plants and trees need sunlight and water, we too take this time to consider what spiritual sunlight and water we need for our spiritual growth. And so the readings during this time really focus on this, because it is during ordinary time, this time of growth, when we get some pretty challenging readings, ones which kind of make us take a hard look at where our spiritual soul is dry and hard-packed and is in need of some spiritual growth. I think that's why it can kind of hurt and be difficult to grow in our faith, because as we've been seeing with kind of the drought we've been having, when the ground is hard, even though it rains, it kind of like batters the ground. It kind of hurts the ground. And so it takes time for water to saturate the soil. And so the same thing happens with our faith. And so this ordinary time is a time to be able to let the readings kind of challenge us and saturate our spiritual soil. And today, like last week, we have another reading, which is gospel reading, which is inviting us to grow in a variety of ways, some challenging ways, and one of which is loving the Creator over creation. And that is what I want to focus on, that our first love should always be directed to God, and then like a pyramid, flow downward and expand to the point of loving everyone else. And so it is through our love of God that we love others and the rest of creation. Maybe another basic way of saying this is that we should only be attached to God and not creation. And this is because creation is God's gift to us, his first gift to us. And a gift is received, not taken or grasped at. It's more of like a passive disposition. And that was the first sin of Adam and Eve, that rather than receive the fruit that God gave to them, they grasped or they took from the fruit that they wanted. And so in that moment, they loved creation over the Creator. Now, I think we understand this very easily when it comes to things, material things, that we know and understand that we should not be attached to these material things, but that we can and should enjoy them, but not attached to them. But we find it much more difficult to do the same with another kind of creation. That's the all of us gathered here, the people sitting right next to us. For as we hear in our gospel, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. This is where it gets really tricky, and our invitation to grow gets hard. Because we could easily say, well, of course I love God more than my family, friends, and people I care about. I think all of us can say that. But it still begs the question, is there anyone I love more than God? Is there anyone I am attached to more than God? Is there someone that I am grasping at rather than receiving? And I want to give just like an example I'm sure many of you have maybe found yourselves in and demonstrates the difficulty in this question. And this example encapsulates many other examples of loving God more than persons. And so in the midst of this, I think there's other examples which kind of speak in this one. Now, thankfully, it's one of those rare moments that I think I made the right decision. And I believe I may have used this example before, so you may remember it. But when I was a deacon, which was about 3 years ago, I was at my brother's wedding out in Tennessee. My whole family was out there, including one of my other brothers, who has two kids, my niece and nephew. And they kind of are nomads a little bit. They move around quite a bit. And so I don't always get to see my niece and nephew or the family very often. Well, the wedding was on Saturday, and it was great. It was a good wedding. And then on Sunday morning, we're all up. And my brother comes over to me and he says, "Hey, you know, we're in Tennessee, we're in the beautiful Smoky Mountains. You know, me and the kids are gonna go hiking. It's like, we'd love for you to be able to come and join us." And I thought, oh boy, here we go. This is gonna turn into a larger conversation. Because I said to him, I said, "You know, I can't. I'm gonna be going to Mass." And I think he kind of knew that was what my response was gonna be, because then he replied quite quickly and he said, "You know, don't you think God would understand if you missed Mass to be able to spend time with your niece and nephew who you don't get to see very much, and they don't get to see and spend a whole lot of time with you? So don't you think that God would understand if this one time you made an exception?" And I was like, "Oh, that's not fair. You're bringing like the kids into this." And yet, on another hand, like, no one should try and make us choose them over God. And so by that, throwing that dilemma into us, to me, it was really difficult, because he could come to Mass with us very easily. But it is a legitimate question. My brother has a point. And I do think that God would understand my reasons for going on a hike with him. And I love my brother and his family, and in all honesty, spending the morning with them would be wonderful. Hiking in the beautiful mountains, you know I like to hike. I just got back from one. It's like perfect. And so what he was inviting me to was a good thing, and I wanted to go. However, as much as I love them, I love God more. And so I said to him, "You know, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna go to Mass." Now, this wasn't easy. I didn't feel necessarily good about it, especially when I walked into the church and they had no AC, so it's like very warm. So maybe regretting my decision a little bit. And yet, I knew that I still made that right decision, because by loving God first and loving him more than my brother and his family in that moment, I actually ended up loving his family in the best way. Because on the one hand, if I had gone, I probably would have been upset with him for making me choose to do that. And so I might not have been the best company in that place, first of all. But another way, I was loving him by being an example to him and his children that what it meant to love God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. And sometimes that means sacrificing things we want to do to spend time with him. It also showed, if nothing else, that I, as a deacon at the time, really believed and loved the faith and God that I was giving my life for. And in fact, in doing this, it opened up further faith conversation down the road with my brother, because he knows that my faith is not just a part-time hobby, that it is and was and is my life. And so he's willing to ask me these hard questions, because no, I'm not going to change things around. I'm going to tell him what is the truth. Now, there are plenty of examples where I end up loving others over God. This is one of the good ones. But I use this example because it shows that when we do love God over others, what ends up happening is we actually end up loving those people in the way that they need to be loved. For one, it cannot love the Creator and end up not also loving his creation. And so on this Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Sunday of growth, we're invited to grow in our love of the Creator over creation, both material creation, but also, and more difficult, loving God more than those created in his image, which, as usual, sometimes involves making difficult decisions. And yet, when we truly love God above all else and above all people, we not only find ourselves loving those very people, but also find ourselves worthy of him, the Creator of all good things.